Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/watsonassistant.
Good morning, fellas. Drew Brees has already started to try and roll this thing back. Just a disaster for him yesterday, and the apology today certainly feels incredibly hollow.
You know what, though? Before we even move into Drew Brees.
Yeah.
You know, I feel so good about you, Travis.
How so?
I can go to sleep at night with my head on my pillow. And not even, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. And not even worry about it, think about it. Don't even, it's not even something that would ever even come up. You know how I always say, man, I can smell them, I can see them, I can see it. I see right through it. What they look like, how they walk, how they talk.
Just a good old boy.
I can see it. I will never worry about that with Travis Rogers. Never. And we got two totally different skin colors. But there's so many out there that's oblivious. See, I can have a conversation, a test conversation with Travis. And I can look at Travis's neck and his veins and tell, seriously, and tell that through the conversation that we're having, whether the response to that conversation is authentic or he's just playing along to the music. I really can. And that's why I blank with you. And you fill in the blank.
I know what the blank is. It's the same blank that Malcolm Jenkins dropped on Drew Brees yesterday. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know what else to say to that.
Now I just got to figure out Susan and Michael.
Well, they're all right.
Travis is not transferable, Travis. Everyone's got to earn their own way.
Well, hopefully I'm setting a path for at least the other four people in this house.
You don't get.
I feel pretty good about that.
This isn't a gym. You don't get a family membership.
And you can wipe the tear away. Come on, let's go.
I appreciate that. Shortly after we went off yesterday, Drew Brees stepped on it. And what he stepped on was what
stepped
we've been talking
on
about.
In,
on, in, around. Just very quickly, I would imagine everybody's got kind of a pretty good understanding. He did an interview with Yahoo Finance yesterday, and the topic of the world came up and the situation that we've all been talking about for the last week plus. And somehow, some way, he turned it back into a conversation about kneeling and disrespecting the military. And how he will never get with somebody who disrespects the flag and the military. Doing that thing that people have done for a long time when they don't like the conversation about police brutality and the police murdering black people. It's, I stand for the military. It was never, ever about the military. And here's where it got really crazy, guys, in my estimation. Later in the day, he doubled down on it. I know that this morning he has apologized, and we'll talk about his apology coming up in just a bit. But later in the day, he said, I stand with my teammates. I stand with their families. I stand, you know, judge me by my actions, et cetera, et cetera. But he also doubled down on it. I will never understand, you know, my grandfathers fought for this country and the flag. Dude, stop. It's what LeBron told him to stop. Malcolm Jenkins told him to stop. Steven Jackson, Michael Thomas, Aaron Rodgers, just down the line. Like, you don't get it.
And they all obviously are right. But he gets it. He gets it. How can you not get it? You get it, but you're not aligned with that. Your beliefs aren't that. And that's okay if that's your beliefs. If your beliefs is taking a knee is disrespecting the military and disrespecting the flag, and if you want to block out everything that everybody's telling you in them locker rooms, outside them locker rooms, in the NFL fraternity, the sports fraternity, if that's what you want to believe, you're entitled to do that. I just know who you are. Okay, so when you do that, what happens is now people going to start aligning you with other people. They're going to start saying, Oh, look at him with the picture of the president. The president said these same remarks. Oh, this is how he feels. Oh, okay, I see what this is. They're going to start saying, oh, he's in the southern state. Oh, he's in Louisiana. Oh, okay, I understand. Oh, he was raised in Texas. Oh, I get it. I understand. People are going to start picking you apart. So when you come out with a half-ass, you know, I guess I would call it a half-ass apology. Because it ain't going
to be. Are you talking about later yesterday or this
morning? Yeah, this morning. This morning.
Okay.
When you come, after you done double down, you come back out again in the morning, you're going to release it first thing in the morning because that way it'll have a whole day to breathe. So you could, by the end of the day, hopefully you get some attrition going. And at the same time, you think that people going to side with you and say, oh, well, he didn't mean it. He didn't understand it. I'm going to tell you now, man. They not fooling with bruh. He's done. No matter how many apologies.
When you say they, are you talking about his teammates? Are you talking about the black community?
I'm talking about the black community. Because you step too far out there. We all know you now self-preservation. Because no matter what you say, we going to look at you different, man. We looking at, I don't care about, I give back, my charities, you don't know. That's cool. Like LZ's always said. Yeah, if Obama was president, you vote for him 10 times. I got it. I get it. I get all that. You know, every time this comes up and somebody steps in it, the first thing they want to try to holler is, I got black friends, I do charitable events, you don't know how much money I've given to the black community, I do scholarships. They want to give you all that rhetoric. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you told us your true feelings. When you know damn well it has nothing to do with the military, and you know damn well it has nothing to do with the flag. The man, Colin Kaepernick, said to you about 5 years ago that this was police brutality. He didn't wear socks on his pregame as a San Francisco 49er quarterback saying something about the military. No, it was about the police. Those were signs of the police. That wasn't, had nothing to do with the military. And along the way, this conversation has been going on about police brutality. The coalition that was founded and started with Michael Jenks and Anquan Boldin has nothing to do with the military. And you know good and damn well it doesn't. You know that. So when you try to be slick, as we continue to try to educate our brother Travis Rogers with the slick stuff.
I got that one now. That was an attempt to be slick and a really bad one.
Yeah, trying to be slick, kind of like it's going to go over our head. I really, like, man, come on, man. You can't. And I'm the type of dude that I used to see Drew Brees whenever I would go to my nephew's games and say, hey, man, how you doing? Me, personally, I'd walk right past him. You the quarterback of the team, throw a ball. It's good. Yay, they won. I can't, you know, if you break a record, good. More power to you. More power to you. But you lost everybody. You lost everybody. And in particular, your teammates.
It was sad. I'm not even going to lie. Because I was a Drew Brees fan, man. Like, you know, I know the work that he does. You know, I know that, you know, when we were having discussions of, you know, same-sex marriages, he was, especially for a starting quarterback in the National Football League, his comments were encouraging. You know, so I had always kind of put him in the corner of someone who got it, you know, and I didn't have to worry about him. The way that you was my Keyshawn, the way you was my Travis, I could go to sleep at night, I ain't got to worry about you. Like, you got it. And then yesterday I was like, yeah, you might have had it. You might have got a piece of it, but when they put those lights on you and they ask you that one question and the cameras are on, the lights are on, and you realize who you were talking to and where you were and where you are from and where you play and what you're trying to do in the future, you decided to throw all that away, all that goodwill away, to appease racism. I'm just going to call it what it is, to appease racism. And everyone plays the game. I'm not going to sit here and pretend as if I'm above, you know, reproach. I'm not. We all make sacrifices. We all suck it up and do things we don't want to do. And I'm sure if you were to comb through my tons of columns over the years, or hours and hours, countless hours of commentary on every network I've had a chance to work with, you will find moments of compromise in my statements. Because sometimes you need to compromise in order to make it through the day. The one thing I'd be damned if you find me compromising on is this issue of racism and trying to appease racists. And Key, you know well, and Travis, you know, I've paid a price in sticking to that. Well, I've paid a price. I've been blessed that it didn't ruin me, but I've certainly have paid a financial price for staying on message when it comes to this topic. And I have to, because you see, I have a few mirrors in my apartment.
Uh-oh.
And I have to walk by it. And I have to see myself from time to time. And I want to like what I see. I don't want to have to hide from the mirrors. I don't want to have to hide from my own reflection and my own words. As Jay-Z says, I'm good on every MLK Boulevard. I want to be good on every MLK Boulevard. I don't want to be Jason Witten, or not Witten, Whitlock. I don't want to be him. I don't want to have to duck NABJ because they all know that I played the game a little too far and now I'm not wanted by my people anymore. I can't do that. And I'm sure for Mr. Breeze, he felt the same way in the opposite direction. He wanted to be good on every main street in the South. He wanted to know that every little country club he went into, he can get that little head nod like you did good. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to make sure, like we asked the question yesterday about Tiger and his statement and whether or not he was going to offend his friends. He wanted to make sure he didn't offend his friends. And I can appreciate that. I understand that. But that ain't for me.
Yeah, but you don't have you don't have to take the level,
no
Breeze level to you know, we'll talk about
we'll continue to talk. We're going to hear from Drew Breeze himself and what he actually said yesterday. Plus, we'll hear some reaction from across the sports world, including Malcolm Jenkins, who I thought was a very, very powerful voice yesterday after Drew Breeze's comments. That's all coming up on The Morning Show on 710 ESPN. So, yeah,
I want you to finish the story, Travis, for the listeners, because I think it's really interesting, you know, how Drew Breeze's words didn't just impact, you know, the black community or people in his locker room, but you said he impacted your son as well.
Yeah, so my youngest son is 14 years old, and since he was old enough to understand what sports were and kind of have an understanding of like, oh, I like this team or I don't like this team or I like that player or I don't like that player, his favorite team has been the New Orleans Saints. Because, you know, and like most of us, when he was first kind of aware of what was going on, the Saints won the Super Bowl that year. He's like, cool, I like that team. So he kind of jumped on the bandwagon with the Saints, and he's ridden with them since, you know, through the good and the bad. And his favorite player on the Saints was Drew Brees. And he comes to me yesterday and says, hey, Dad, did you see this about Drew Brees? And I said, yeah, I did. He goes, did he really say it? Because, you know, he's in that world where, you know, maybe he got hacked or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, it looks like he really said it. And he was devastated. He was devastated because he kept saying, is this really who he is? Does he really think that? Does he really believe that? Or, you know, he couldn't quite process that a guy that he looked up to as an athlete and assumed was a pretty good dude wasn't, and said something like that. And he brought it up a couple of times throughout the day and just, hey, I can't believe he did that. I can't believe he said that. Do you really think that he feels this way? And then by the end of the night, he'd kind of gotten to the point where he was looking for a new favorite player. He was, you know, who else can I like on the Saints? What other players do you think is, you know, okay to kind of sign up with? Because he got burned. He felt like he'd been hooked, that he'd gotten played because, you know, he's 14 years old. He doesn't have malice in his heart. He doesn't have that kind of stuff going on in there. And he all of a sudden heard that, and he knows, because we talk about this stuff in the house, that he knows that the issue is never about the military. He knows that that's not what it's about. He's watched the news over the last week or so, and he was absolutely devastated by it. And I'm sure he's not the only one. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are feeling the same way. Like, wait a second, LZ, you said it a minute ago. He was on the guys on the list of guys that you liked. He was on the list of guys that you were a fan of. And millions of people probably were. And I'm not going to pretend that all millions of them are like, oh, I got to find a new guy. But a bunch of them do.
Yeah.
Well, it's tough because he actually went through the vetting process. I spoke to members of the committee, and we vetted him pretty good.
Stop, man.
And we were shocked to find this because we didn't unearth it in our research. So we're going to go back through, figure out where we went wrong and process.
Get him out of here.
Paperwork. Yeah, he's been banned, but we need to make sure this doesn't happen in the future.
But I feel...
So we're processing Aaron Rodgers' paperwork right now, reevaluating to make sure...
I feel a little bit like Mike, you know, because, you know, I always... Drew Brees is cool quarterback. He was my nephew's quarterback, and I'm, you know. But beside that, I mean, New Orleans. I'm not even talking about Louisiana. I'm just talking about New Orleans,
right?
All them faces down there. You know what them faces are? Black faces.
Little Wayne.
There were a lot of black faces in New Orleans,
right? Mm-hmm.
The city you play. You know that's where I was. He lost me because I'm sitting there. And I'm saying, when it first came across my phone, and I was informed of it, I'm like, oh, no, wait a minute, hold on. So at that point, I got to do some research. And when you're in New Orleans, you're predominantly black city, you're on a team, predominantly black, and you walking in and out of this locker room, in and out of this city, I'm sitting there and I'm saying to myself, I'm like, wait a minute, he just lost me. Like, either he bumped his head on the curb when he was on his way in to work out, or he just said, you know what, bump this. I'm rolling. I don't care no more. I'm tired. I'm just going to do it. And so at that point, I'm kind of trying to process where his mind is at and what he's thinking. And later on, as time goes by, he doubled down. And at that point, I'm like, well, what the – because typically – in this situation, you say something that you may not came out wrong, or the words didn't, you know, I put it the L over here when it's supposed to be the M, and I messed it up. You come back a few hours later and you correct it, but you come back a few hours later and you add on to the paragraph.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's take a listen to the original comments yesterday. He did an interview with Yahoo Finance, and this is what sparked the beginning of this unraveling of Drew Brees.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears. Thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better, and then we are all part of the solution.
Okay, so those were the original comments. And like you said, Key, that what he said obviously created a stir. People started to react to it. The heat started to get turned up. And then he went and had a conversation with ESPN, a lengthy conversation with ESPN, where he doubled down. Quote, I love and respect my teammates, and I stand right there with them in regard to fighting for racial equality and justice. I also stand with my grandfathers who risk their lives for the country and countless other military men and women who do it on a daily basis. It has nothing to do with that. Nothing. It never has had anything to do with that. It can't be said often enough that but what about the military? There's no yeah, but what about in this case? The issue of taking a knee started because Colin Kaepernick was outraged by police brutality and the murdering of black men and women. That's what this is about. So when you say you shouldn't be on your knee because of my grandfather was a Marine or in the Navy, That's not what he was talking about. And this is the part that I think upsets so many other people, that he's repeating that same nonsense. I almost said the other word. That same nonsense that we've heard so many other times, when there isn't a good response to the issue at hand. It's, yeah, but what about? There is no yeah, but what about? And that's what he did twice.
So LZ,
he couldn't even say the words race or racism in his initial response, guys.
So LZ, anywhere, so that I'm in Travis, so that I'm correct, and I don't see it, Raj. So anywhere throughout this whole process, we ain't got no snippets or no nothing that says, I hate the flag, I hate the military, I'm kneeling down. Nowhere, right? No athletes, no nothing, no none of that, right?
Gunk, gunk.
Okay, I wanted to make sure. I thought that, but I just, you know.
It's disingenuous. And as I said, it was purposely done because he had to make a choice, and he chose the road.
The wrong road, actually.
I was going to say the road most populated by trees with strange fruit. I'm just going to put it out there like that. And the thing that's I asked Anthony Lynn, Coach Anthony Lynn, some of the very same questions. And, you know, it's the whole Q&A that I did with him on, you know, in the LA Times. And one of the sections we talk about Colin Kaepernick and the messaging. And he lays it out specifically what the message was, what people misinterpreted as, and his, again, reminding people it has nothing to do with the military, the flag, or patriotism. But more importantly, in our conversation, he gave reverence to first responders. He talked about the people in his family who are in the military, including his son's godfather is a police officer. So he laid all that out, too. He also said that he personally would not take a knee during the national anthem. However, he knows why it's happening. So there is a road to take where you can express personally, as Drew Brees wants to do, characterize what he thinks about the national anthem, the flag, he thinks about his family members. That's fine and dandy. That's your personal take. But what you've done is inject the framework of your personal take with racism on steroids, misdirection, injected into a conversation, and then didn't even acknowledge the fact that the way what you were doing was taken away from the original message, which, oh, by the way, was also the original question you was asking in the first place. If someone comes up to you and asks you about Black Lives Matter, Colin Kaepernick's protest, or the protesting happening right now in the streets, and you don't hear the words racial injustice or racism or criminal justice, if you don't hear any of these buzzwords, you ain't doing it right. That's not the proper answer, because that's an answer that's trying to take away from the message. It would be like me saying, how was your Valentine's Day? And then you start talking about the building being erected next door and that the architects didn't have the plans right.
Let's talk about some of the response to this, too, including Malcolm Jenkins and Aaron Rodgers and Michael Thomas and many, many other people responding to Drew Brees' comments from yesterday. Plus, also, Drew Brees did issue what is, I guess, an attempt at an apology earlier this morning as well. We'll cover all of that coming up on The Morning Show on 710 ESPN.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
What are you laughing about, Key?
I just love my people, man. Like, when I say my people, I ain't talking about, like, just black people. I'm just talking about, like, my friends. Like, I got a text just now. You're going to love this, fellas. So my buddy texts me. He goes, I wish I had his number to text him right now. Has this blankety blank ever heard of the Tuskegee Airmen? Blank him. Just out of nowhere, though. He's on his way to work. He's driving into his office. He's a, you know, he's a big time, you know, attorney and the whole thing. And he ain't black. But he just, you know, it's just funny. I just had to laugh.
But he's that's real talk, and he's preaching, and I appreciate that. You know, it's like, because some people like to use that military thing and make it sound as if we're excluded from it somehow.
Right.
And once I bring up, you know, like, oh, well, you know, the military, blah, 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 like it's some kind of, like it's another extension of the KKK. The military is not exclusively white. They're black people that have sacrificed their lives for this country, for this country's freedom. If you really want to get down to it.
But you know how it is, though, LZ.
If you really want to get down to it, you know, our blood is deep in this soil in this country. Yeah. But they always want to try to, you know, pretend as if the military is theirs, and we're somehow disconnected from that conversation.
Well, because the military is powerful. So, it you know, if it's powerful, we want to take it. If it ain't powerful, y'all can have it.
Like you said from the text that you got from your friend Key, I think that what really has put Drew Brees in the position that he's in this morning, where he's had to issue an apology, is the reaction from some of his teammates and the reaction from people across the sports world. Let's start with Malcolm Jenkins, who is a teammate of Drew Brees, and he posted a couple of videos yesterday. He ultimately took one of them down, but let's listen to some of the comments he made directed at his teammate Drew Brees.
Communities are under siege, and we need help. And what you're telling us is, don't ask for help that way. Ask for a different way. I can't listen to it when you ask that way. We're done asking, Drew. And people who share your sentiments, who express those, and push them throughout the world, the airwaves, are the problem. And it's unfortunate because I considered you a friend. I looked up to you. You're somebody who I had a great deal of respect for. But sometimes you should shut the f*** up.
So, why do you blank it out? Let's go ham.
So, I mean, Key, we talked a lot about this yesterday with Vic Fangio when he said that the NFL does not have a racism problem and the issues that he might face in his locker room with his players. What if it's not the head coach, but rather the star quarterback? I mean, Malcolm Jenkins just told him to shut the blank up, and you don't get it. We're done asking. You don't understand. This is not, well, you know, maybe he's misinformed. This is raw, man. This is a guy on one side saying shut the blank up to one of his teammates who is the face of that franchise, the star of that franchise, one of the stars of the damn league. What happens next?
Nothing. We gonna play football, and we're gonna try to win these games, and we're gonna try to get to the Super Bowl, and we're gonna try to get a ring. We probably aren't going to communicate beyond that. You know, that's just the way it's gonna be. It's gonna be real, real icy and dicey because you've unveiled yourself to everybody. So we see who you are, but you're on our team. So we gonna, if anything happens to you, we got your back on the field. We're not going to let nobody take no illegal shots at you because you're going to help us win. And you're going to throw me the balls, and I'm going to catch them, and we're going to high five. But when the game is over, you're going to go your way, and I'm going to go my way. And that's pretty much it. You know, it's pretty much it. There's not going to be a – that's cool. You can get up at the team and we come back for training camp and you can talk to the team. You can tell us that you didn't mean it. You can sorry. And, you know, you can squeeze the tears out and all that. You're going to give us all that. You're going to act in one-on-one. There's no question about it. Yes, I know, Key, you should give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he was wrong. He didn't know. All that. We cool. We're not talking about a 12-year-old kid. We're not talking about a non-educated person. We're not talking about a guy that did not go to college. We're not talking about a guy who hasn't played 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years in the National Football League. We're not talking about that. You're smart enough to know, or okay, let me stop. You're smart enough to put out there about military and flags and grandparents and you're not going to stand for these sort of things. You're smart enough for all of those things. You're smart enough to negotiate another year deal. You're smart enough to go work, have a job lined up for when you retire. You're smart enough for all of those sort of things. But you're not going to convince me you wasn't smart enough to understand what we are trying to get done in our country right now. In that kneeling down, okay, it's been 5 years, I say, right? 5 years? It's been going on for about 5 years?
Yeah.
For 5 years, we've been talking about this. And Kaepernick and why he's not playing and blackballed because he kneeled down and police brutality. You've been following it, and nowhere in there they had anything to do with any military. Anything to do with any flag. You're smart enough to see that, but then yet and still, you wasn't smart enough to not say what you said, but you wanna be cool now. It's all good. Okay, brush that under. Let's go. Let that go away. That's the same thing LZ is always talking about, that you always want to push something under the rug and get rid of it real quick. Shh, don't say anything, quiet. You guys should protest quietly. That way, if you don't say anything, we can control the message the way that it needs to be controlled. Shh, you guys should just protest quietly. No need to get on the steps and scream loudly. That's just one of those messages to try to hush you, to quiet you, so they can continue to send their message out there, which is, it's against the military, it's against the flag, it's against the military, when it had nothing to do with that. So as a teammate, I'm like, I'm cool, we're going to win together, I'm going to keep it moving after that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if Roddy Cooper can make it through the NFL after being caught saying the N-word on camera, we know, right, that the NFL in the locker room, as Key is saying, can absorb some real foul stuff. But they're not messing with you afterwards.
No, man, Riley Cooper, they ain't messing with no Riley Cooper.
Yeah, it's a wrap. And, you know, the thing that's interesting with this example, too, is that Riley Cooper was caught at a Kenny Chesney concert. That's where he was caught on camera. And as you guys know, I'm cool with Kenny Chesney and his people. So I reached out to Kenny Chesney and say, yo, dog, did you see what Riley Cooper's doing at your shows? And he gave me a statement. I wrote a little piece for ESPN and blah, 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 the whole nine. And Kenny Chesney is also real cool with Drew Brees. And as you begin to see, you know, who's in his circle, it'd be interesting, not just in the football terms, but as I said, he's got Kenny Chesney, may have said some things to him, but he also has a production company with three black athletes. It's Michael Finley, Tony Parker, who recently retired, and Derek Brooks. The four of them have a production company. They make these movies together. Be real interesting to see, you know, whether or not the other three feel the need to reach out to him, whether or not he feels the need to reach out to them, or what that first Zoom meeting is going to look like when they look over a script together. And they try to decide what's next with their investments. He can't run from this with a statement and a stock photo of two hands, a black head and a white head, claps together on Instagram. He's going to deal with this in real time.
Malcolm Jenkins was not done. He went further and said that not only what he said, we heard him say a minute ago, but rather that he is part of the problem in and of itself. We'll hear more from Malcolm Jenkins coming up next on The Morning Show on 710 ESPN. So Drew Brees has apologized this morning, issued an apology. And before we get to that, I want to continue to play some of the sound from his teammates and some other people as well. And Key, your nephew said he'll never get it. Aaron Rodgers went at him. And these are other stars in the NFL. And oftentimes when you see somebody step on it, the criticism from other corners of the league will be mild at best, if there's anything at all. Other stars, Michael Thomas, Aaron Rodgers, went in full speed on this stuff, and understandably so. That's why I can't help but wonder. Look, Drew Brees is a great football player. He's going to play football, but I get it.
He's going to play football with a lot of scrutiny on his back. I
get it. When he throws the ball to Michael Thomas, Michael Thomas is going to catch the ball and run with it.
Absolutely.
I get that. I get it, but the tension in the locker room, the tension on the side, that this stuff is nothing but negative energy surrounding your team. And you just wonder if there's anything he can do to try to roll some of the, or at least cool the anger in this and make it make it more palatable to go to work every day.
For himself?
For everybody involved. Well, it's his fault. Key, I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to make this clear. It's his fault. He created this, and it's his mess, and he's got to swim in it for sure. But just for the idea of, I would imagine all 50-some-odd guys on the team, they want to have a good season. They want to go out there and win football games. This is not going to help any of that.
Look, man, once she goes in that locker room, as I said before, we all going to play football. When we leave the locker room, he's going to get the minimum conversations. People going to give him the minimum conversations in the locker room. You know, he might crack a joke and people might just look at him. You know, it's going to be awkward moments. He ain't going to be the kid at the cafeteria sitting at the table with nobody sitting around him. It's not going to be like that. You know, and some people, right, like a Malcolm Jenkins, might try to communicate further with him in face-to-face during certain time periods in the locker room and just sit down and say, man, what would you think it? Just to have those conversations with him. But at the end of the day, they also know who he is. You see what I'm saying, Travis? Like, mm-hmm. I know who you are.
Well, that's what Malcolm Jenkins was getting at when he said that Drew Brees, you are part of the problem. Take a listen.
Drew Brees, if you don't understand how hurtful, how insensitive your comments are, you are part of the problem. To think that because your grandfathers served in this country and you have a great respect for the flag, that everybody else should have the same ideals and thoughts that you do is ridiculous. And it shows that you don't know history. Because when our grandfathers fought for this country and served, and they came back, they didn't come back to a hero's welcome. They came back and got attacked for wearing their uniforms. They came back to people, to racism, to complete violence.
You can hear the emotion in his voice.
Yeah, that wasn't. Absolutely. He didn't put pepper in his eye.
Absolutely.
That was real.
It was real. Absolutely. How many times do we know this story of this country wanting our black bodies and our culture, but not us? They want all the good stuff we can do. They just don't want us. Jesse Owens goes over, beats the Nazis, comes back. He's got to race horses to make a living because no one will hire him. He was a hero, had gold medals, defeated Hitler, the whole nine, got back to the United States of America, didn't even get an invitation to the White House. They weren't accepting black athletes who were Olympians at that time, only the white ones. Fast forward, you heard what Malcolm Jenkins had to say. And we all know the situation going on today with cultural appropriation. I won't say names, you know, to protect the guilty. But I recall sitting in a green room, having a discussion about Serena Williams, and having someone in the room who happened to be white tell me they really liked Serena and Venus when they had their hair like Bo Derek.
What, with the beans. Like Bo Derek?
No. Bo Derek had her hair like Venus and Serena.
That's what I – Venus and Serena.
Come on now.
Venus and Serena's great-great-great-great-great-grandparents.
Even I know that.
Travis, by the time I got there talking in that room, you guys know me. You know I say things that pushes buttons on camera, so you can imagine what I said off camera. By the time I got there with that green room, people were scared to breathe. I was like, y'all can breathe. It's okay. You can breathe now. You breathe. But
LZ, and we talk about it all the time. When you don't know no better, like my nephew said, he don't know any better. In other words, my nephew, not too far to, you know, bloodlines, DNA, apple don't fall too far from the tree. And that's just what it is. But at the end of the day, he doesn't know any better, so he ain't well educated. That's just how we gonna kill you off softly. We ain't got to scream and kick and hop. He doesn't know any better. Doesn't know. He wasn't taught. They didn't teach him. Okay? Because a lot of this stuff starts in the home. You know that. It starts at the home and the neighborhood and community and the people you're around on a daily basis.
But here's the thing, Key and Travis. I believe he does know better.
I believe yeah, I do too, LZ.
Choice.
I do too.
I believe he made a conscious choice.
Well, when you make a conscious choice,
that's what hurt.
You made a conscious choice, but you don't know better because you made that conscious choice. Because if you knew better, you wouldn't even make that choice.
No, yeah, you would. Yeah, you would.
If you know better, you're not going to do that, Travis. You know better.
No, let me explain what I mean. And what I mean is that he knows that the protest is not about the military. He knows that the protest is not about the flag. He's choosing to introduce that into the discussion as a way of signaling to, air quotes here, his guy saying,
jeez,
I'm with
don't
you.
Say it like that.
I'm with you guys. Oh, look, I'm not going to be with those guys. I have to do some stuff in the interest of my businesses to pretend that I'm with this. But hey, you guys over there, I'm not going to disrespect the flag. You know what that means, right? That's what he did.
That's scary.
That's what he
exactly.
did.
That's scary
exactly,
to me, though.
Travis.
That's scary
exactly.
to me.
Because you're not going to tell me. I've spent too much time around him. I've seen him too much. I've watched his moves. As I said,
he's not stupid.
He's not stupid. He's not stupid. And he's not stupid in terms of not just in, you know, book
smart. I don't think he's stupid. But when I say he doesn't know any better, it's when you don't know any better on something, you do it because you think you're right. When you don't know that that's not the right thing to do. Like he doesn't. Like it's almost like he's oblivious to or delusional to what's going on in society and in the world in itself. And
no,
I guess we all could be.
He's not keen. He made a calculated choice that I'm going to sacrifice some of this over here because I'm not willing to give up this over there. I don't think it's I have a blind spot.
So let me ask you this though. Everything that's now being. As we look at all these beautiful photos that's going around and on social media and in newscast and all the beautiful arm lockings of the different races and the different things and all, he doesn't see that?
He didn't care. Or doesn't care as much about that as he does what he does care about.
Because to me it seems like that's more powerful than my dudes that's talking about I need to go play with a 9-iron. That seems like that's more powerful to me. Or is it just me? That feels that way because I'm woke.
It depends on what you mean by power and whose power. He decided he chose one source of power over another. I don't think it was a blind spot. I think it was a conscious choice.
I do too. He apologized. I want to get into the apologies. We talk about stupid. There's stupid, and then there's what the guy, the new head coach at Florida State did, where he put out a statement addressing the issues that we've been discussing for the last week or so, and he stepped in it all over again because his player said, oh, no, that's not what happened at all. We'll get into that more from Drew Brees. We'll hear his apology as well. That's coming up on The Morning Show on 710 ESPN.
Your guys, your city, your teams, your station, 710 ESPN.
All right, let me tell you about what's going on at Omaha Steaks right now. Omaha Steaks is kicking off grilling season right now. I've been getting and giving Omaha Steaks for 20 years, and there's nothing like getting that package from Omaha Steaks. The cuts, the flavor, the absolute party that breaks out every single time you know that you've got the perfect meat on the grill. Father's Day is coming up. Grilling season is right here. You have to get started on this, and you have to use the promo code SPORTS, right? When you go to omahasteaks.com, use that promo code SPORTS, and they're going to hook you up with all sorts of different things. How about this? How about this right now? 4 sirloins, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, and that seasoning pack in it for just $69.99. That's a saving of up to 60% with that promo code SPORTS. If you've ever had these, I've had them over and over again. It is an incredible experience. You're in the backyard, those perfect steaks on the grill, the franks, the chops, all of it. It's just an amazing experience. You have to use the code SPORTS when you go there. SPORTS. It unlocks all sorts of savings for you. Don't forget the promo code sports at omahasteaks.com. Go get it done. Kick off grilling season. Get your dad something. Make it happen. Omaha Steaks, promo code sports.
Herbo Marcus Dispensary is proud to still be an essential service committed to the well-being for the Los Angeles community. As we continue to flatten the curve and shift to our new normal, Herbo Marcus Dispensary continues to offer only the highest quality products that meet your health-related and functionality needs. Herbo Marcus Dispensary is located at 12320 Pico Boulevard, and we're open from 8 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. every day, with off-street parking, curbside pickup, and even home delivery available. In-store, shop thousands of products in comfort while practicing social distancing, as Herbo Marcus Dispensary limits in-store shopping while their knowledgeable staff continuously disinfects all counters, tablets, and registers. Herbo Markets also offers discounts to our customers that are seniors, veterans, and disabled, as well as our new customers. So come in. To learn more about Herbo Marcus Dispensary, visit Herba, that's E-R-B-A, markets.com, or visit us in West L.A. at 12320 Pico Boulevard.
Anyone who builds, remodels, or repairs for a living, we know the way you work has changed. That's why Lowe's is committing today to build new ways to keep you working tomorrow. We are proud to introduce the new Lowe's for Pros job site, powered by Stream, an augmented video chat tool so you can be there for your customers without actually being there. And the cost to use? Try it free through October 31st at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Just one of the reasons why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Services subject to Stream terms. Lowe's loyalty membership required. More terms apply.
O'Reilly. Could your car use a spring cleaning? Now's the time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new. Like Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $4.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. That's a $6 savings. Or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
This is your morning show, Los Angeles. The morning show with Keyshawn and the fellas is on. And it's Thursday, June 4th, 2020. The morning show with Keyshawn, LZ, and Travis is on for a Thursday morning in 2.5 hours. The NBA Board of Governors will meet, vote, and ratify the plan for the NBA to come back. That's in 3.5 hours.
Hi, it's LeBron. You're waking up with Keyshawn in the Morning Show.
As we get ready for July 31st, LeBron, AD, our Lakers back on the court in Orlando. And the latest, what's going on in the world, and Drew Brees' comments from yesterday and his apology already this morning. We got it all covered.
Your guys, your city, your station, 710 ESPN.
It's the morning show for a Thursday morning right now.
There is good news. The NBA is getting ready to come back at the end of July. You are listening to KSPN Los Angeles. We have a schedule for the NBA. We got 22 teams coming up. That's the good news. The bad news is that one of the biggest, brightest stars in the NFL has absolutely stepped in it yesterday. Of course, we're talking about